The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino. A discussion beyond the headlines with and about newsmakers who impact our lives on AM 870, The Answer.
Coming up on this edition of Sunday Morning Newsmakers, we'll talk about crime, homelessness, and AB 5 and fires with Senator Jim Nielsen, Republican 4th Senate District in Northern California.
Now, one of the huge areas that we've had some success finally is proofing our forests and wildlands from fire.
Then Dr. Brandon Grove, a family medicine physician with Monarch Healthcare in Anaheim Hills, will talk about what you can do to protect yourself from coronavirus.
As far as healthy people, asymptomatic people wearing masks, there's no data to suggest that that's actually going to protect you. And quite frankly, that may put you in situations where you're more likely to be exposed to virus.
Later, Michelle Steele joins us, Orange County Supervisor. She will advance to the fall runoff in the 48th Congressional District.
And we just keep moving on. So, you know, we're going to work hard and we're going to take this good back.
We talk with Jim Ellis of Ellis Insight LLC.
Things keep changing so fast.
We'll look back at Super Tuesday and what's ahead. But first, we continue our series at the heart of the homeless crisis. Larry Marino here. Andy Bales in studio with us, CEO of Union Rescue Mission. Andy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Larry.
I was in Sacramento last week and sat down in Senator Brian Jones' office. He represents a district down in San Diego. And we started talking, and he brought up the homeless situation. And let's take a listen to what he talked about.
Well, I've introduced a package of bills to deal with the homeless situation statewide. You know, the governor has said now in two State of the State addresses that he's going to take on homelessness. And he said it last year, and he did nothing. He said it this year, and he spent a big portion of his State of the State address talking about that, but still offered no real solutions and no real game plan on what he's going to do about it. So, you know what? I told my staff and my constituents, I'm tired of waiting. We're going to take the steps. We're going to introduce stuff. We've got five specific bills that impact a different element of the homeless situation in California. I call it sticks and carrots. Mm-hmm. We want to reward people that are doing good things, and people that refuse to do good things, we've got sticks for that. So we're really excited about driving the conversation on homelessness and actually doing something that makes a difference in people's lives on the streets in California.
We've been doing a series called At the Heart of the Homeless Crisis. What caused this? How did we get here?
Well, there's a couple of causes. And one of the things that I really try to encourage people is we've got to stop calling it homelessness. That's not the problem. Let's divide the population into the group that is truly homeless, the people that are down on their luck, lost their job, behind on their car payment, got behind on their rent. Those are the people that don't want to be homeless. They want the help. We have resources for them. Let's continue to do that and get them off the streets. Then we have the population of what I call scofflaws, vagrants, and criminals. They're either severely mentally ill, drug addicted, or they're just choosing to live on the streets because they don't have to comply with any laws at that point in time.
All right. It goes on to say Prop 65, 47, 45, all the ones that we talk about are the kind of root causes behind this reaction. When you hear lawmakers get out in front and they want to do something.
I think Senator Brian needs to spend some time on the streets. It's not as simple as he's laid out. There's not just two groups. There's multiple groups. And when you don't come to the aid of the people who just lost everything, got kicked out of their apartment, moved into their car, when you don't come to their aid, the longer they spend on the streets, the more devastated they are by homelessness and the more they approach that second group that he talked about. But the biggest problem is people don't immediately have a place to turn to avoid the devastation of prolonged homelessness. That is absolutely the biggest challenge in California. Even today, the headlines were, we found a bunch of empty units that we weren't properly utilizing. Now we can properly use those units, even though they're slow to come about and even though they're too expensive. And I said, just imagine if we had a place to go, shelter, bridge, housing, temporary units, and we stepped up the process for affordable units and we made them more affordable. Just imagine the difference we could make.
Big story out in the LA Times this week about officials getting ready to overhaul LHASA, the LA Homeless Services Authority, an agency that you and I have talked about before. I'll just read a sentence out of it. Internally, LHASA's governance is fractured with multiple commissions and boards and councils in charge of various and sometimes competing tasks. It talks about that how the staff is more than quadrupled with its budget, driven by an infusion of hundreds of millions of dollars. It remains steeped in a rigid culture of federal compliance.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the guys from New York, when they came out to the Urban Land Institute conference, they said, you're going to have to remove a little bit of the democracy in Los Angeles. You're going to have to put somebody in charge who will knock down the doors to end homelessness. And we took some of their advice, but we didn't take enough of their advice. We need a person in charge of the homeless situation. It is a FEMA-like disaster, especially in Los Angeles. And we need somebody who can step up and make quick decisions and strong decisions to get people immediately off the streets and move them toward affordable units with supportive services along the way, because we have such a huge population of people who have been devastated by prolonged homelessness, as Brian described, that we're going to need to treat it like a national emergency.
So how do you fix LHASA if it needs fixing? There have been, of course, in the same article, talks about, you know, it could be rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic if you don't do the right thing.
Right.
You sounds like you're saying you need someone in charge, and that person ought to be able to just push through. If there's red tape, say, we're not going to have it, we're just going to do it.
Yeah, perhaps one person in charge answering to the county board of supervisors and treat it like the emergency that it is and immediately take action, not going through a bunch of committees, but immediately take action to take the steps to save lives.
So what is wrong? Is it that LA operates in a politically correct, union-controlled environment where nothing happens unless certain things are going to take place, certain people are going to get the bids? I mean, you and I have talked about everything from the garbage pickup issue in this town.
Yes.
And how that has worked out to this story right here. Let me just read it, a little section of it. It says, Supervisors Barger and Solis, who led a vote earlier this month to review LHASA, say that a suggestion is one way to address complaints that they hear from constituents that LHASA is unresponsive to smaller cities. However, Supervisor Kuehl said she is wary of proposals that could amount to rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Quote, I do not believe that LHASA needs to significantly change its structure, Kuehl said. For others, the solution is not to fix LHASA, but to replace it with a muscular new agency. It would be designed from scratch to play a central role in setting homeless policy, raising funds, building shelters and housing, possibly even assuming control, some of the control over zoning laws.
I like that last description, something more muscular that can immediately take action and have full authority to use all the resources to meet the immediate need first and then the longer need last.
So what's at play here? This little line about overzoning laws kind of makes my ears perk up. There's got to be a constituency out there that's the NIMBY, not in my backyard. Remember right. When they tried to stick a shelter in Koreatown and they didn't even go to the community to tell them they were going to do that? That backfired.
Right.
But it's, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you kind of want muscle to get things done. Once you go to communities, they're going to reject them.
Right. And there has to be a balance, right? I mean, you have to speak to communities and let them know. Would you rather have people living in your alleys, in your streets, human waste, trash everywhere, crime, or would you rather have people under a roof with case management and 24/7? And that's the deal.
Yeah.
People have to trust the management and security of that facility. And for a long time, we've put in facilities where people do not have any control, and they allow drug use and other things to go on. It happened to us this week.
Andy, we know from your life experience what can happen being exposed to human waste on the streets.
Absolutely.
You're sitting here in studio. You lost a leg over it.
I just was with the surgeon, and I have to get a new surgery to fix the leg that was removed. I have to remove a little more to make my prosthetic work. So it's a constant complication and reminder of in my life.
There was a story last week that said that the city of Los Angeles has 16 shelter stations or bathroom stations that they put out.
Yes.
Oh, but they collect them and close them at night because they're not safe. You have thousands and thousands of people on the streets, and there's nowhere for them to go to the bathroom. So they go on the streets. You got into it. You accidentally stepped in something. It caused something that you lost your leg. They're warning people, if you walk on the streets of Los Angeles and you go home, on the bottom of your shoes, we're not even talking coronavirus here.
Right.
We're talking about things that
E. coli, staph, strep.
Right into your home.
Yeah.
On the floor of your house, your shoes in Los Angeles.
Highly recommend you clean your shoes, that you have cleaning stations in your place of work. The LAPD has a cleaning station. That's the minimum thing that LASA could do right now. Step up with hygiene stations throughout our city to make our streets humane, but then immediately provide triage-type shelter for people to get under a roof. That should be the first step that we take.
Yet, we have decisions like the Boise case, the Boise decision. If you don't have shelter for everyone, you can't ask anyone to come indoors.
So let's make it for everyone, and then we can ask everyone, and we can back it up with the sticks that Brian spoken about. But the problem is people are wanting to do the sticks before they do the carrots.
65, 55, 60,000 people. How are you going to home that, put those under shelter?
Well, with sprung structures like we did for 120 ladies, the mayor has plans for 88, which would immediately get 20,000 people off the streets. We've got to quit talking about these things and do them. Have the political courage to immediately do them. I challenged a church yesterday. Get on board. Get on board with Carrie Morrison helping people who are mentally ill in Hollywood. Get on board with Catherine Barger being able to have people go to court if they're not able to make a decision to save their own life, then help make it for them. Set up conservatorships. We've got to take the actions that everybody's talking about that would greatly help this situation. Follow the model of New York, who puts a roof over 95% of the people devastated by homelessness. We have a game plan. We just aren't immediately taking action.
Share your website.
URM.org. You can make a gift. We're making a difference now. We broke ground on a South LA satellite for 86 families. Friday, we're adding 15 units at Hope Gardens. We put up a sprung structure in our back parking lot for 120 ladies. We have plans eventually for Union Rescue Mission Central, North, South, East, and West, but we need your support. You can go to URM.org, make a gift of any amount.
Andy Bales, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.